Great job, John. We're all proud of you. Did I say it right, Sully? Did I say it right? We love John Weatherby. He's done a great job for us today and every day there in the WGST weather studios and looking out the window. I think he's right. So far as we know, 62 degrees and sunny inside right now in the meat locker that Sully keeps things for us here. This is Charlie Harper. I'm the publisher of GeorgiaPaul.com. I have my editors, John Richards and Stefan Turkheimer, in. And we just finished up a little segment talking about religious liberty versus fascism. And where the two meet, which sometimes apparently is the Southern Baptist Convention, or at least their self-appointed would-be king. And I believe on the phone we have Randy that has a question for Stefan regarding that conversation before we move on to qualifying and Johnny Isaacson's primary challengers and Democratic challengers. Randy, how you doing today, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good, Charlie. How are you?
I'm hanging in there okay. It's Friday, so we're going to get to it. What you got for us?
Hey, well, it's what I wanted to talk about, this story with this I wanted to get the Democrats' perspective from Stefan. Maybe you won't be such a mic hog and let me and him have a little dialogue for a second, Reverend Harper.
Man, I am excited. Let's bring it. Let's do this, Randy.
When you come to my church, you can talk to one of my bishops, but eventually I still get to, anyway, y'all go at it.
Hey, cool. Now, this what sounds like a real conservative Republican, as opposed to Rhino Johnny Isaacson, that he's going to primary this guy, and I'm wondering about the Democrats' strategy when you've got a guy who's actually, a conservative Republican. The way that the wind is blowing, we're going to sweep all these rhinos out. And then the other thing, what about poor Mr. Isaacson suffering from Parkinson's disease? Do you think that it would be better if he were to drop out instead of holding on and grasping at those straws until he keels over? Can't he just retire and enjoy his family, being how he's got this terrible disease that does affect
okay,
one's
that's,
brain?
That's a long enough question. Yeah. You're filibustering, yeah, Randy. I'll let Stefan retort before I tell you how wrong you are.
Hold on. I'm trying to actually discern a question in that mess.
Yeah, Randy, I'm going to be blunt. When you call in the future, we get you have monologues. I have multiple people here that have multiple things to say. You want to come call in and ask a question, as we did on Wednesday when I was in here by myself, you can ask a question. If you just want to start doing a long run-on sentence to have word salad like your friend Donald Trump that just wants to keep talking because that way someone else isn't, because you're afraid someone else might get an idea in there, you know, you can have it one way or the other, but you're not going to have it both. So when you come back next time, if you want to talk in short things, ask a question, let someone answer. That's how we're going to do Georgia Paul Radio. If you want to call in and have the Randy's going to keep talking, whatever, Sully occasionally needs to take small breaks during his show. If I'm in here by myself, maybe we'll let that go on. But if you call in and say you have a question and it's about one topic and then you just want to start picking on someone that has Parkinson's disease as if somehow we're supposed to wheel him up off a cliff and push him off. Johnny Isaacson's done more for the Republican Party and the conservative movement in the state of Georgia than I think anyone that's currently active in office, period. There's something about the U.S. Senate, if you believe in a constitutional republic, that the Senate is the deliberative body that is designed the way it is, where you might not like it because you're going to say it's the establishment, but it is a club. It is a club where relationships matter, where the Constitution has designed the Senate to operate in such a way that 60 people have to decide that they're going to move forward on anything, and it is very rare that 60 people in one party ever have that. So you have to actually have the ability to have a personal relationship. You have to have the ability to reach across the aisle, and you have a six-year term because a senator is expected to have to take the long view and not constantly have to be running just for re-election and not ever do anything. But when they do something, it has to be something that is deliberative and has the votes of 60 people. You don't go to the Senate as an outsider. We're going to have a David Perdue interview with Sully in the next hour, and he's still calling himself an outsider, and he's a member of the same club. And if you're a member of that club, you've got to roll up your sleeves and get some work done. But you don't do that on day one, and there's a reason that Ted Cruz didn't have a single senator endorse him until yesterday, when it looks like he's the only possible viable path to Donald Trump. But the people that work with Ted Cruz every day don't trust him, and he can't get a thing done. So he's not running on a record. He's running on rhetoric right now because he has no record, much like Obama, that everyone thought that was a horrible thing 8 years ago, who had no record. But now Republicans like you have amnesia on that, and we'll just take anyone that's going to throw someone out. But as far as Johnny Isaacson, he's still very mentally there. He might not move as fast, but you know what? They don't go to the Senate every morning, fire a starting gun, and tell him to run a 50-yard dash. That's not what we elect him for. And as long as his mind is sharp and he's able to go there and he's actually able to be one of the people that can get 60 people to do stuff, he's the only one that's chairman of two separate committees right now. If he physically wasn't able to up to the workload, he wouldn't even be chairman of one. But he's got two. Because that's because he can get things done. He's revered in Georgia politics. And so the two absolute cranks that are primarying him there right now, you know, Johnny will, he's going to take him seriously, and he's still going to campaign because he's still able to. Because you do campaign, you've got to meet the public to be able to govern, and he does that. So he's going to do all of that. So, Randy, there's the answer to the question that Stefan didn't get to answer because you never actually asked Stefan a question. So I'm going to ask him one. Stefan, this guy that y'all duped into writing a huge check to run against Johnny Isaacson to having his title former Senate candidate, tell us about Mr. Barksdale.
Oh, man, Mr. Barksdale. I kind of like Mr. Barksdale, though I don't really know him that well. But that's because I don't like politicians. The thing about Jim is he seems like he's a guy who's like spent his whole life trying to resist government regulation and making sure that people can actually plan for their retirement, which seems like good stuff to me. I actually don't know that much about him yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to say.
When you say looking forward to see what he has to say,
yeah.
Does that mean you have friends that are going to be consulting for him that are going to get paid? Because where's the upside of this? What's really going on here? Y'all know that. I mean, I guess is this just in case the Republicans go crazy and decide that we're going to elect one of the, you know, Derek Grayson, what was the deal with him and the FEC that he never filed anything? So didn't they tell him he wasn't a candidate a few months ago?
It was something about how you can't videotape yourself while you're driving your car. It was really confusing to me. But yeah, I didn't really get into the weeds of it. But I think what this is about a resistance to the new Republican national brand, which seems to be more Trump and Cruz than it is sort of a reasonable response. So I don't really even think it's about Johnny. I think it's really about what we've seen nationally in terms of Trump and Cruz. I think this is a response to that.
And, yeah, I'd love to tell you that y'all should have let Johnny take a walk. Politically, I know you've got to put someone up. We'll treat him as the candidate that he is. I clearly have tremendous respect, probably as much respect for Johnny Isaacson as anyone I know currently in politics, period. I mean, he's – and I know that there are a lot of Democrats that feel the same way. But in the state that the Republican Party's in right now, I mean, John, let's go to some of the other actually, we're going to have to take a break. So we'll pick up some of the other races when we come back. Because when you let someone called ask a question and they decide they're going to filibuster it, then they have to get whatever, then most of the segment's gone. Anyway, we'll have more Georgia Paul Radio on 640 AM WGST. We love you, Randy.